Connecticut, like most states across the country, continues to really work on filling teacher positions. And once we fill those positions, our state has been doing a lot to try and retain those teachers. And we know more support is a big win for teachers who want to stay in those districts. And later this month, there are actually two training opportunities for some teachers across the state to look at youth service learning in our schools. So what is youth service? And let's talk a little bit more about this training that could be a really great opportunity for some of the teachers in our listening area. And the entity behind this effort, Serve Connecticut. Joining me this morning is Kate Schretzel, who is the director of programs for Serve Connecticut, which is a program through the Connecticut Office of Higher Education. Kate, welcome to WICC, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. First of all, for people who may not be familiar with Serve Connecticut, again, this is a program run through the Connecticut Office of Higher Education. What exactly is it and when was it established?
Well, Serve Connecticut is the state's service commission. There are service commissions in all states that came out of federal law that established AmeriCorps National Service Programming. We've been in existence since 1994, so this is our 30th year. We're run by a governor-appointed board and a very small staff. And our mission is to primarily to administer AmeriCorps state programming in the state, but we also promote community service and volunteerism.
Okay. And for people who are not familiar with AmeriCare state programming, as you mentioned, could you give us some examples of what you mean by that?
AmeriCorps is, some people may be familiar with AmeriCorps Vista or AmeriCorps NCCC, and another program is AmeriCorps Seniors, and then there's AmeriCorps State and National. And these are all opportunities for citizens of the United States to serve their country by doing community work with local nonprofits, agencies, municipalities, tribes. And our piece is that we administer AmeriCorps State, which means nonprofits, municipalities, agencies in our state can have corps of AmeriCorps members, volunteers in service, to come and address whatever community issues that they're dealing with at scale.
Okay. And so Kate is here, who is the director of programs for Serve Connecticut through the Connecticut Office of Higher Education. And we learned just a couple of weeks ago that there are two half-day virtual training programs later this month on July 22nd and 24th. And this is really an amazing opportunity for educators across the state to learn more and kind of integrate service learning into their classrooms. And it's free, by the way, this summer. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what exactly this is. Kate, could you explain to us, first of all, what is youth service learning?
Well, youth service, I mean, there's a lot of different activities going on in our state and across the country that involve getting youth voices to the table, having them solve community problems. It's youth service is anything from your kid setting up a lemonade stand to raise money at the end of the driveway to more organized efforts at schools and in out-of-school time programs. What service learning is, it expands that from one project into a process, and it allows the youth to kind of first assess what the situation is in their community, what is a problem they see and how do they want to solve it. Then they talk about, well, what could we do? They develop a project and then they reflect on it. And so it's a longer process, and it really empowers them to understand that they have the opportunity. They don't get told, hey, we're going to go, stack food at a food bank. They decide, what are we doing? How do we want to use our time? And then after it's complete, what does it mean to us and what did it mean to the community? And it's very empowering to youth and helps with social emotional development as well as responsibility, team building, conflict resolution, all of those good things that really serve you well in school and beyond.
Well, and I would think those are sometimes, that's the type of curriculum that, you know, you're not going to get out of a book, but I would think has like a lasting impression on students as young as elementary age, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk about at the commission, we talk about services being transformative. It's something that you're not going to be the same person you were after as you were before. So when service learning is executed really well with youth, they get that transformative experience that really resonates with them.
So educators who in Connecticut already have this curriculum in place, obviously, if they wanted to do this type of training, it makes sense. What about if you're a school that you're not currently doing this? Would they have the opportunity to do this training as well?
Absolutely. So the training is a wonderful benefit of a grant that we've gotten from the Mott Foundation and America's Service Commissions. And we're getting funding to increase capacity so that we can help amplify what is already going on in the state, whether that's established programs or beginning programs. So there, this supplementary benefit from this funding is really exciting. We have limited slots. There are 6 slots available, which are not all full, so there's still room. And we'd love to have folks reach out to us this week if they'd like to participate. But it's 2 half days, Monday, July 22nd and Wednesday, July 24th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern. It's virtual. And what you would be getting from that is a deeper understanding of high-quality service learning and the impact of it on students' academic and social growth, a tangible plan you can use, and next steps for implementation, skill and knowledge in elevating youth voices, and access to activities and tools that would be free ongoing. And these are all coming from the National Youth Leadership Conference, which is an authority in this area. So we're really thrilled to be able to pay this forward. After these 2 trainings, you're also able to participate in a monthly cohort of people just like you from across the country on the third Tuesday of each month from 2 to 3 Eastern. So you get a year's worth of support as well.
It's really
so
amazing.
It is for new and established, to answer your question, new and established programs. And it's schools and also out-of-school time, after-school programs are eligible.
I just think this is such an amazing opportunity. And again, it also is provided, you know, if you're thinking this is for older students, actually, that's not necessarily true. It can be for elementary, middle, high, and post-secondary schools nationwide, which is, that's really, really cool. That's an opportunity of service learning that we're seeing across the U.S., but even here in Connecticut, we're doing that as well in our schools as early as elementary age. So, again, there are some slots available to be able to take part in this program, in this training that is going on later this month. Kate, I know that you have some openings for the virtual learning, and we'll get to that in one quick second of if people are interested, how they reach out to put their name in for that. But I was curious on sort of, I would say, a broad spectrum. You know, when you talk about there are 6 slots open, obviously we have way more than 6 teachers in Connecticut. What would be sort of your takeaway? What would be, you know, first of all, you've kind of already outlined the impact of doing this type of service learning in the classroom and what it really does for the average student as young as elementary all the way past high school graduation aged students. What would you suggest for teachers who want to get into this type of curriculum, but maybe they either don't get into the training this summer or they just don't really have a lot of background on this type of learning? What would you suggest?
Well, so 3 years ago, we were awarded a grant from Mott Foundation and America's Service Commissions to do a landscape assessment of the youth service landscape in Connecticut. And, you know, what we learned was a very long time ago, AmeriCorps used to award grants called Learn and Serve grants. And that was money that went directly to schools and after school programs for youth service learning projects. And of course, as many funding sources go, that went away a very long time ago. And what happened is what we learned on our landscape assessment is that the connectivity between people who are practicing youth service learning in Connecticut kind of disappeared. And so now we see this, we know there's a lot of youth service and service learning activity happening in this state. And what we'd love to do is reconnect those fibers that have been broken. And so we have, again, been kindly awarded from the Mott Foundation and America Service Commission's monies, as well as monies from America Service Commission's and the Allstate Foundation. And so this training that we're promoting today is really the beginning of a process that we want to start as a commission to reconnect people. And so what I'd really love for folks to do, if you're into the idea of youth service learning, either you're practicing it or you want to integrate it, is to reach out to me at the commission. We will be having mini grants going to youth service projects coming out later in the fall for projects happening in the school year, the 2024-25 school year, and other resources as well. But right now, what we're really focused on is building the network, is reconnecting people, connecting people for the first time. And we would love to continue this technical assistance and training activity within the state, as well as taking advantage of this great resource that NYLC has provided.
Yeah, and of course, Katie, as you can imagine, during just the commercial break, we already had inquiries of people who wanted to reach out to your office. So I guess the first thing, obviously, as you had mentioned, was, you know, going online. But the other thing is, I wasn't sure if there was a phone number. We do have some people who do not have access to the computer at home, and was just curious if there, you know, what are all the ways that they could reach out about either the training or just more of the resources you're talking about?
Well, they can shoot an email. I won't give you my personal email because my name is a lot to remember and we'd be here all
I understand
spelling
that.
It.
I get that. Shekhatov, I get it. Very much like Schretzel. It's a lot. I understand. I do.
But
I really
you
do.
You get it. You know.
I do.
So a much easier email to remember is servect@ct.gov. And that goes to me, so I will get that email. They can reach out to me, and I can send them our flyer that has a link where they can register. And they can certainly, if they'd like to call me, my number is 860-576-0367. And I welcome phone calls. I'd love to talk through it.
Well, Kate, I want to thank you so much for not only the work that you do, obviously, professionally in the state of Connecticut, but for sharing all of this information right here on WICC. Thank you so much. And I'd love to connect with you again on the show in the future.
Oh, definitely. We would love that.
Kate Schretzel, who is the director of programs for Serve Connecticut, a program through the Connecticut Office of Higher Education right here on WICC.